From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Across the western United States, state governments own about 40 million acres of state trust land. It gets used mostly for logging and farming and generates money for schools and other state functions. Increasingly, though, state land managers are trying to convert these assets to commercial real estate where they can make a lot more money. Austin Jenkins reports from Olympia, Washington.
I'm standing in front of a Walgreens drugstore in the town of Des Moines, south of Seattle, along Highway 99. You might be surprised to learn who owns the land that this store sits on. It's the Washington State Department of Natural Resources. The department recently acquired this commercial property in exchange for 320 acres of forest land about 30 miles from here. That forest land is now in the hands of a developer who plans to build a new subdivision. This outrages Peter Goldman, who directs the Washington Forest Law Center, a Seattle-based environmental group.
DNR's mission is to manage the natural resources of the state for future generations. And once these lands are sold off to development, they're gone permanently.
I didn't get rid of forest land.
Doug Sutherland is Washington State's elected lands commissioner.
I got rid of bare land in the urban growth area, in an urban area that couldn't grow trees anymore. As forest land, it had little or no value.
Sutherland fiercely defends the land swap as a smart business move. He says the forest was no longer earning any money for Washington schools. By contrast, the Walgreens will bring in nearly $500,000 a year. This is just one example, say experts, of a shift that's happening throughout the West, not just in Washington, but also in states like Idaho, Montana, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Arizona. As urban growth encroaches upon parcels of trust land, trust managers are cashing in. They're either swapping the land, selling it, or leasing it to commercial or housing developers. Again, Washington State's Doug Sutherland.
I see the inclusion of commercial properties in our portfolio of lands as a balancing piece. I don't see commercial properties as our primary piece.
Even so, when Sutherland goes out to buy or swap land nowadays, he works off a simple formula. One-third forest, one-third agricultural, and one-third commercial. That means more and more commercial real estate professionals now work alongside rugged foresters. In Idaho, for instance, the Department of Lands manages several office buildings and parking lots in downtown Boise. Director Winston Wiggins says he's fulfilling his responsibility to maximize long-term profits from state trust land.
Do I feel funny about it? Not really, because we're running a business, and businesses, to be successful, need to be alert to new opportunities, changes in the way we do things. And so I just see this as a legitimate outgrowth of the urbanization that's taking place in a lot of the western communities.
In Washington State, the shift toward commercial property has alarmed some lawmakers. This year, the legislature placed a one-year moratorium on the DNR's commercial property program. State Senator Karen Frazier is a Democrat who sits on the Senate Natural Resources Committee.
Are we going to be trading forest land that might have a lot of natural values like water storage, habitat, and recreation, and trade that to somebody who's going to convert it out of forest to more subdivisions climbing up the foothills of the Cascades? These are huge policy issues.
Frazier and environmentalists understand the mandate to make money off these lands for schools and other state institutions, but they want to strike a balance between profit and preservation. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.